Hey guys, welcome back to Updated AF Collective, the podcast. I'm your host, Megan Wirth. So I want to get into something that I learned a couple weeks ago, and I think it might be beneficial for you to hear this, only because I feel like if you're anything like me, I always considered myself a procrastinator. And I, at one point before I got really big into self-development, I just thought that I had, you know, lack of motivation. And if you've heard my previous episodes on motivation, it's a freaking scam. It is a mindset, not something that you obtain externally, right? So we're going to get into that today because I have a little bit of information about what I learned and I want to share it with you guys all. So welcome back to the show. Welcome to the Updated AF Collective podcast, where we celebrate the power and resilience of women. Join me as we dive into inspiring stories, engage in meaningful conversations, and explore topics that empower women from all walks of life. I believe that every woman has a unique strength within her, waiting to be unleashed. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a leader, a creative, a caregiver, or simply on your own personal journey, this podcast is for you. Together, we'll share stories of triumph, discuss strategies for success, and provide a supportive space for women to connect and grow. Get ready for real, authentic conversations that ignite your inner strength and inspire you to chase after your dreams fearlessly. Welcome to the Updated AF Collective. Okay. Did you know that every time you make a decision, if you are working on a really big goal and you are trying to be consistent with that goal, here's some information that I personally learned from other coaches, and it might help you in achieving your goals, right? So I don't know if you know this, but we're going to use the gym as an example, because let's be real, everybody wants to start off going to the gym consistently, and they want that motivation to continue every single morning, right? You're waking up in the morning and you tell yourself, I'm going to go to the gym every day. I'm going to be one of those girls that just, it's a non-negotiable. But by day like 17, 18, 19, it's getting harder and harder, right? Because it does take 90 days to build a consistent habit. It takes 90 days. You have to do that one thing for 90 days in order for your brain to consider it a non-negotiable. Like getting up and brushing your teeth in the morning, that's a non-negotiable. Taking showers, like your hygiene, everything that we have been doing since we were tiny, tiny kids, like those are non-negotiables, right? Well, here's something that I learned. So put yourself in bed, right? Imagine this. Like you're in bed. And again, like it's January 19th and you're like, one of my goals, New Year's resolutions or whatever you want to call it, was to be consistent at going to the gym every day. And you're waking up and you are, you know, sitting there, you're not checking your phone. Don't check your phone first thing in the morning. You're sitting there and you're waking up and you feel motivated, right? Did you know you have a 7-second window of motivation, 7 seconds. That's it. So from the time that you open your eyes, you have 7 seconds to get out of bed before your brain changes your mind, its mind. That's it, 7 seconds. And then the motivation is usually gone, or it starts to decrease, or you start talking yourself out of it. And if you don't get up out of bed, put your shoes on, go out for your run, go out for your walk around the block, in that 7-second window, the moment is gone. And you are less likely to do that thing if you don't do something in that little motivational window of 7 seconds. This goes for anything in your life, especially if the habit isn't there yet. If you are in the process of creating this habit, you only have 7 seconds to make a decision before your brain talks you out of it, or you start negotiating with yourself. Oh, I'm going to go tonight. I'm going to go tomorrow. I've been there. I have to like remind myself I only have 7 seconds of motivation before my brain talks myself out of it, or I start renegotiating, and then it doesn't get done. Think about it. When you buy a book and you're so excited about this book, you pick it up at a bookstore, or you buy it on Amazon or whatever, you have this book and you're so excited. You're like, after the kids are going to go to sleep, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to read this book. Like, I'm going to start the book, right? You're so motivated. So that time comes, the kids are in bed, you have your tea, you have your glass of wine or whatever, you're going to sit down. You sit down with that drink. And if you wait 7 seconds, that moment will go by and you'll be like, you know, it's late. I'm really tired. Netflix sounds better to do in this than this time. Like I said, like, you only get 7 seconds to make that thing happen, to sit down and start diving into that book. How many books do you have on your bookshelf right now that you swear you're going to read, but you don't? They sit on the bookshelf just collecting dust. I know I have some. It's, again, you tell yourself you're going to do something. I'm going to read 20 books this year. But when the moment comes, you get that burst of motivation that you're like, yes, like, I'm going to do this thing. If you don't act, if you don't move in the direction of accomplishing that thing, like starting that thing, your brain will forget it. You'll forget it. You'll talk yourself out of it, like I said. I don't think a lot of people understand that. You think you're a procrastinator, but this is just science. This is your body trying to tell you pretty much like, no, let's do the one thing that we want to do. Let's go relax. Let's go watch Netflix. Let's stay in bed a little bit longer. We can go to the gym tonight. We can do that thing later. As you're trying to build this habit that you said you wanted to build, you know, like I said, at the beginning of the year or even whenever, you know, I'm going to clean my house this, you know, I'm going to clean out my closet, you know, it's spring cleaning. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And you get that little burst of motivation. You only have 7 seconds, guys. You're not a procrastinator. We are chemically, we are built for this. Of course, our body wants to do what the most comfortable thing is to do. It's hard for us to grow. It's hard for us to rewire our brains. Like I said, we talked about the reticular activating system. We already have those neural connectors. And those neural connectors were created from the time we were little tiny babies all the way up to now. So building a new habit, if the brain is like, no, wait, we don't like doing this. We don't like reading. We don't like going to the gym. What the hell's happening right now? You know, that's why we only get 7 seconds to make the connection with our brain. It's like, no, we're doing this because your brain doesn't want to do it. It hasn't been doing it. Building a brand new habit takes time, and it takes about 90 days to make those new neural connections in your brain for your reticular activating system to say, oh no, we like doing this now. This is a non-negotiable. We're going to do it. Why do you think Marine Corps boot camp? I can't speak with the other boot camps because I obviously wasn't in those branches, but boot camp for the Marine Corps is 90 days because even they understand it takes 90 days to completely break down old habits to build yourself brand new habits. Okay. You're not a procrastinator. you're just letting that moment pass you by, that 7 second window. Test it out. And I mean, make sure that you know what you're doing, because after those 7 seconds are gone, look what your brain involuntarily does to you. No, we don't need to clean out the closet today. We can do that next week. We can do that, you know, tomorrow or something like that. And then it just never gets done unless you get that another burst of motivation to do it the next day. But then again, if you don't understand that you're letting these 7 seconds go by, you might unintentionally be creating lack. And again, you're like, why am I so unmotivated? It's not like you're unmotivated. You only get 7 seconds of motivation. That's why I tell you it's a scam. Right? You create it. It's within you. It's not external. Okay. I don't know who needed to hear this. We're going to keep this episode short today, but I did want to talk about that because I was just freaking mind blown when I learned that, because I was like, how many people know this information? I don't think there's a lot, because, you know, if it's easy, if it's that easy, everybody would be doing it. If everybody knew about the 7-second rule, everybody would be doing it. But it's also easy to not do it. It's a double-edged sword. It's also easy to stay in bed. It's also easy to not do what you say you're going to do. It's easy to do it if you are in that 7-second window, because once you get up, get your shoes on, get your ass to the gym, or start walking around the block, you feel good. But you also, if you stay in bed, that extra 15, 20 minutes, that feels good too, right? And your brain is always going to pick the path of least resistance when you are trying to build a brand new mindset. It's so comfortable to stay in bed. We've been doing it our entire life, right? It's easy. It's the path of least resistance. It's harder to get up and go walk around the freaking block when it's 14 degrees here in Texas. It's very hard, or wherever you live, in the rain, you know. All I'm saying is, now that you know this information, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to do what Mel Robbins said and count down to 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and get the hell up and start moving the needle in the right direction that you want to be going in? If you haven't read the 5-second rule from Mel Robbins, I highly recommend you read it. She doesn't obviously talk about the 7-second rule of motivation, but I thought about it and I was like, this correlates. Like, this is so relatable to what she's saying. She doesn't say it in that sense, but you do, like, she, in her book, it says, you know, you have 5 seconds to make a decision. And you count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you make the decision. You get up out of bed. You go talk to that person you always want to talk to. You start cleaning out your closet. You start doing the things. You make the podcast. Give yourself 5 seconds. I say 7 because science has proven that a motivation or a thought or an idea that you're really excited about actually starts, like I said, leaving your head in 7 seconds. It turns literally into a memory. And then sometimes that you'll forget it. You'll forget you wanted to do that thing. I wanted to talk about this in my podcast. That's happened to me too. I'll get an idea about an idea of like a podcast, right? And then I'll either forget it if I don't write it down, or I'll just never create the episode. I have to start creating in the moment like other podcasters. If you listen to like Marley Rose Harris or Michaela J, they have like jumped on their computer and said, I just got this freaking idea and I need to record right now. And I've heard people say that. And I was like, I need to do that because I forget about all these crazy ideas. I need to start just jumping on my phone and recording, or having my, I mean, I carry my laptop everywhere. I'm in real estate, right? So like, I need to start doing that, because after 7 seconds, the moment is gone. The motivation to record is gone. And even the idea, sometimes I forget it. So now that you have that information, do what you want with it. And if you are trying to build new neural connections in your brain and trying to rewire yourself in your mindset and trying to be better and try to make every single day better, know that you only have 7 seconds to make it happen. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast and the episode. I'm still a little stuffy, so if I sound a little sick, I'm still sick. But anyway, please leave me a honest review. Add a little note down in the comment section or the review section of Apple Podcasts, and let me know what you want to hear. Let me know who you want on the show, and I'll try to make that happen for you guys. Okay, thank you so, so much for listening. I love you guys so freaking much, and go out there and have a great freaking day. Okay, guys, take care.